Ladies and gentlemen, we present The Navy Lark with our three stars, Leslie Phillips, Stephen Murray, and John Pertwee. Well, as regular listeners will know, this is a recorded broadcast. And that means that as you're listening to this recording, I shall also be listening to myself saying this is a recorded broadcast. Of course, now I shall also be listening to a recording of myself saying that you're listening to a recording of my saying this is a recorded broadcast that I shall also be listening to because it's a recording. But on the other hand, I've just realized I shan't be listening to a recording of myself saying that this is a recording of myself saying this is a recorded broadcast because my radio is packed up. As a matter of fact, it packed up last week just as the program finished, and I was about to listen to a recording of myself saying that that was a recorded broadcast. Fortunately, there was a repeat next day, and my neighbor let me listen to the recording of the previous night's recording of my saying that that was a recording.
Oh, what the hell? What are you, Pelter? If you'd stayed in the groove of that recording much longer, you'd have gone round and round in ever decreasing circles until you disappeared down the hole in the middle. So let's have your bit of chat quick, Robin.
Oh, certainly, Mr. Pertwee. Back from her extended leave, Wren Chasen is alarmed to find a dangerously cheerful Captain Povey in his office. Now, that can only mean one thing, because a happy, laughing Thunderguts never did anyone any good.
Come in, come in, Wren Chasen. How nice to have you back. Such a beautiful morning, too.
I got 'em.
I was beginning to think you had. And perhaps a change of air might...
No, I meant I've got those layabouts in Troutbridge at last. After all these years, I just realized my mistake.
You joined the wrong service.
Exactly. No. I was about to say that in the past I have always relied on Sub-Lieutenant Phillips or Chief Petty Officer Pertwee to provide me with enough evidence to break that shower up. Now, what I just realized that in most cases, it hasn't been Phillips or Pertwee that's got them out of the muck. It's been Lieutenant Murray. I've underestimated him far too long.
Oh, you're absolutely correct, sir. Mr. Murray's extremely bright. Always excepting the sense of humor, of course.
No, quite. At least Lieutenant Murray hasn't tried to sell me my own office desk as Pertwee once did. And, unlike Mr. Phillips, he does know his way to my office without having to ask 85 people en route.
Well, Leslie gets confused.
So do the 85 people.
But what are you going to do now, sir?
I'm going to change my attack, Lynchies. If I can get rid of Lieutenant Murray, the rest of them will collapse like a house of cards. Not a word to that so-called fiancé of yours.
Oh, don't worry, sir. My so-called fiancé and I aren't speaking.
So you heard about Mr. Phillips' interest in my temporary secretary while you were on leave?
Interest? When I caught them, he was practically declaring a dividend.
Very. Oh, well, in that case, I'm sure I can rely on you to assist. Now, where are the ship's stores in Denson, CPO, Pertwee?
Oh, they're here, sir, and this time he's gone abundant. He's never indented for as much as this before. Not even at Christmas time.
And pass the forms over and I'll sign them.
You're surely not going to approve all this lot, sir.
Oh, yes, I am. The offensive has started. If you can't fight them, divide them. With Pertwee and Mr. Phillips on my side, Lieutenant Murphy won't stand a chance.
One hundred and forty-four. There, that's a lot. One gross of hammocks for lazy layabouts like CPO Pertwee, who let downtrodden but willing able seaman Johnson's do all the work present.
I don't like it. I don't like it one tiny bit. There's something cockeyed somewhere.
Well, what's the matter then? You've got all the stores you indented for?
Oh, no, that's just it. That's never happened since old Thunderguts took over. He's ruined the system. When am I going to restore all this lot?
Well, you could always apply for a draft to a bigger ship.
Look, any more unseemly mirth and you'll cop a draft to a hotter place.
Sorry, pardon.
I don't like it, I don't. I don't like it. No, not at all, I don't. It's not wrecked. No, I don't like it. Not at all. No, I don't. No.
Don't you like it?
No. Perhaps Captain Povey's sick. He has been for years, my son. Yes, sick of CPO Pertwee. No, it's not that. Even if he was dead, he'd postpone the funeral until he'd stopped my store's indent.
No, I don't like it. Well, now you come to mention it, it is a bit strange. Who knows? Perhaps next time he sees you, he'll smile at you.
Well, how nice to see you, Chief. I see your stores have arrived safely. Capital.
Hey? What?
Whilst we're on the subject, I'd like to congratulate you on the clear and correct manner in which you submitted your Indian pawns, Chief. I couldn't help remarking to my secretary that they were a model of correct procedure, which might well be used as an example to others.
Would you like to sit down for a bit, sir? Or perhaps a cup of hot sweet tea whilst I phone for the ambulance?
Nonsense, Chief. I never felt better.
Oh.
Well, Chief, I won't keep you any longer. You've obviously got a lot to do. It'll take you quite a time to store all this stuff away.
Oh, yes. Well, now, I'm glad you brought that up, sir. Yes.
Brought what up?
Well, the amount of gear that I indented for. I mean, obviously, on some of the items, I must have accidentally put in an extra naught at the end of the number required, sir. I remember I did have hiccups at the time, so my pen must have jogged.
No. Oh, what a pity. Now, you're fully recovered now, I trust.
Oh, right as anything, sir. Greatest name, Pete. Never better.
Oh, well, that's a relief. We can't have an efficient man like you off sick, can we, Chief? Duh.
Don't you like it?
No, Tom.
Right, well, carry on, Chief. Don't work too hard. I'm just going to have a word with Mr. Phillips. If there's anything else you require. For the ship, of course.
You were saying, sir?
Well, you know what to do. Just indent for it. I'll see you get it as soon as possible. If there's any trouble, just pop round and tell me.
He's not happy, I can tell. He's definitely not happy. When he put that last lot of indents in, you're overdoing it, I said. Mark my words, you're definitely...
Hook up, you nautical nutterbox.
Now, Chief. Don't say anything that might upset the smooth running of the store. I rely on you, you know. The service needs you.
I don't like it. I don't like it at all. No, I don't like it. No.
Well, of course, it's just as well I know you as well as I do. I mean, if I were to take any notice of the reports on your conduct that I get from Lieutenant Murray, that would be a very different story.
Yeah, a sort you don't tell in front of the ladies.
No, I have permission to clobber him, sir. It won't take long. Just poof, thud. Poof again. Ah, thud. Put the murder over here, lads. Bring your shovel.
That'll do, Chief. That'll do. It's not Johnson you want to worry about, you know. He isn't the one who puts in those reports, is he? Just think about that, Chief. Good morning. Don't let me interrupt you any longer.
Good morning, sir. Johnson?
Chief? He's up to something. I know. And I'll tell you something else and all.
What?
You don't like it. You don't, you know. No, you don't like it. No, like it, you don't. No, not at all. You don't like it, do you? Got him.
Hey, Bond, I didn't like that either. You're a rotten, you are a rotten. Dirty stinking Bond's belly rotten. No, I don't like it, I don't. I don't like it.
Come in. I'm sorry to barge in, but there's a barge going round saying that the ship is aboard Captain Povey, sir.
Pardon?
I mean, there's a buzz going round that Captain Povey is aboard our barge, sir. No, sir. I mean,
Old Thunderguts is on the prowl.
Exactly, sir. How jolly clever of you to work it out. I couldn't.
Your practice makes perfect, Mr. Phillips. Your conversation is no more difficult to understand than any other foreign language.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Now, I wonder what old Thunderguts wants this time.
Well, I was going to suggest we both nip to shore immediately, sir, before we found out.
What a good idea.
I mean, if we were still here when he arrived instead of going before he does, I'm sure he'd thank us for not being here if we still are. Don't you? I said if we were...
No, please. Once was enough. Don't push your luck.
Come on, let's get ashore before Captain Povey beats us to it.
Right, sir. With a bit of luck, we should miss him by at least... Captain Povey, sir. How nice to see you. Won't you come in? We're trying to get out. No, I mean...
Mr. Fletch means we were trying to get out to welcome you aboard, sir. I'm quite sure Mr. Phillips is fully capable of saying what he means without your assistance, number one. Oh, come now. You must be joking, sir. Have you ever known me to joke, number one? Well, now you mention... You wanted to see us, sir?
If it's about my navigating my way through the Admiral's barge a few times the other day, sir, I would like to say that we did go back and pick up as many of the bits as we could.
No, forget it, Mr. Phillips. These little accidents will happen.
Well, of course, if that's the attitude, there's nothing more to be... Pardon?
Feeling all right, sir?
Never better. I'm as great as name pin. I'm as bright as nine pins.
Excuse me, sir. Hello, number one here.
Chief Petty Officer Pertwee here, sir.
Yeah, what is it?
Well, I just thought you might like to know, sir. I think we've finally driven Captain Povey round the twist.
What?
Well, he's all beaming and bonhomie minininini, sir. And it's not a pretty sight.
Yeah, I see. Well, I'm afraid I can't discuss it now.
But, sir, I only...
Not now.
But, sir...
That's enough.
But...
Quiet!
But...
Silence!
Aye, aye, sir. Incidentally, sir, would you, Potchild, have put in any reports about me lately?
Well, yes, just the annual one to Captain Povey. Why?
Oh, nothing, sir, nothing. Just that now one knows who one's friends are and who aren't.
What are you... Hello, Pertwee. Hello.
Subordination from your chief petty officer, number one. Crack down on him, he'll thank you for it in the end.
Well, I don't know that I'd go so far as to say that, sir. When it comes to being cracked down upon, there's none so ungrateful as a Pertwee.
I see. Well, if number one can't deal with him, I have every confidence that you can, Mr. Phillips.
Oh, now, just a minute. I never said...
Thank you, sir. I think I can say, with due modesty, that maintaining discipline is one of my strong points.
A new party?
One of your many strong points, Mr. Phillips.
Oh, they haven't gone unnoticed, I assure you.
Thank you.
But Captain Povey, sir, I only meant...
Incidentally, Phillips.
Yes, sir?
My dear wife, Ramona, and I were hoping you might be able to come up to our place and take cocoa one evening.
Cocoa? I mean, yes. Thanks very much, sir. Sounds jolly exciting. Yes. I can hardly wait.
Splendid, splendid. It'll give us a chance to discuss your future naval career without interested parties being present.
Oh, quite, sir, quite. Of course, if you're frightened of Pertwee, Mr. Murray, sir, I don't mind dealing with him. With due modesty, I think I can, sir.
On the contrary, Mr. Phillips, you can't. You've said enough already.
Now, look here, sir. Just because you can't...
Mr. Phillips, may I remind you that you're speaking to a superior officer?
Oh, well, of course. If you're going to pull rank, sir...
I am.
Ah, typical.
What was that you said?
You'll have to speak up, Mr. Phillips. Apparently, number one is a little hard of hearing.
What? Who is... My hearing's as good as...
Good day, gentlemen. Good day.
You great jiggly grease ball. Heave.
I am heaving.
No, you're not. You're only hurrying whilst I'm heaving.
Well, it's all your fault in the first place. We'll never get that store's door shut. You've over-indented this time, all right. You wouldn't get all that stuff in a bus garage, let alone a ship stores.
That door has got to be shut.
Oh, well, suit yourself. But if we manage to shut the door, all the rivets will pop out the side of the ship the other end.
Johnson.
I mean, it stands to nonsense, doesn't it? Something's got to give somewhere, innit?
Johnson.
I mean, I'll admit you're the one person who can get a quart into a pint pot, but this is half a gallon, innit?
Johnson.
Present.
Then heave!
Who?
Come on, one more. Flat out. No old spar. Do yourself an unfortunate. Heave! Got it. Quick, bang the bolt out.
Well, that's my luck for the day, that is.
You're lucky.
I think that's my lot forever. I'm not opening that door again until I've flogged at least two-thirds of it.
Yeah, well, I think you may have to, actually. Your cap's still inside.
Hey?
Yeah. Well, you asked me to put it somewhere safe, if you remember. Comfort.
You are a stupid, idiotic, dim-witted, addle-brained, left-handed, feeble-minded, bone-headed, nonsensical, infantile, half-baked, blunt-brained, puerile, unenlightened, quixotic, spoon-fed, don't-nugget, thick-skulled, beef-fod, steaming great clod!
Hello, you chaps.
And then there were two. Hello, Mr. Phillips, sir. And if you're smart, Mr. Phillips, sir, goodbye, Mr. Phillips, sir.
What? Oh, I shan't be a minute. Lieutenant Murray, who I believe is a member of the ship's company, suggested I ought to inspect the stores.
Right? Oh, now, some other time, sir, please.
Don't panic, Chief. Don't panic. Just a cursory glance will do. I'm not looking for trouble, you know.
If you open that door, you are, sir.
No, please, sir. Come back tomorrow, sir. It's in your own interest, sir. Leave well alone.
Nonsense. Don't panic, Pertwee. It won't take me a minute or two to open this door and have a quick look down the young. Lovely woman.
Sir.
I don't think you'll have to, Chief. Bren Chase is coming up the gangplank, and from what I've heard, you're not the one who'll have to do the explaining. Good morning,
good morning,
miss.
Good morning, Heather.
Chief, you don't see Mr. Murray or, oh, dear, what was his name? Oh, yes, Mr. Phillips.
I'm here, actually. Hello, Heather.
If you see either of them, Chief.
Hello, Heather.
Would you give them Captain Purvis' conference?
Hello, Heather.
And you're to put to sea at once. A private yacht has broken loose from her moorings at Boston Harbor and being carried downstream. She was last seen adrift between Hailing Island and the Witchery.
Hello, Heather. Hello.
Captain Purvey wants you to locate the yacht, take her inboard, and bring her back here.
Right, very good, miss.
Hello, Heather.
Captain Purvey also said, would you tell Mr. Phillips that he and his wife Ramona are expecting Mr. Phillips to take Coco with them at 7 o'clock this evening?
Oh, yes, well, in case you hadn't noticed, Mr. Phillips is here at the...
Have you got all that, Chief?
Hello, Heather. Hello.
Yes, miss. I've got it, miss. Pick up a yacht that's adrift. Tell Mr. Phillips he's to cop a cup of Purvey Coco tonight.
Hello, Heather. Hello, Heather.
Correct. And I hope it chokes him. Goodbye, Chief.
Goodbye, miss.
Goodbye, Heather.
Huh.
Pardon?
Out of my way, octopus paws.
Oh, isn't it nice to be able to work with such a happy, happy ship's company?
Now, Heather, wait, I can explain. I'd rather not, but if you insist, I can. Well, it was all a mistake. How was I to know you catch me with Jan? I mean, it was just an innocent snog. Heather, I was only practicing.
Johnson.
Yes, Chief?
Stand by to cast off.
Right.
Left hand down a bit.
Left hand down a bit it is, sir.
Jolly nice being up here on the bridge on our own, isn't it, Chief? Eh? Just the two of us. Hmm?
Most a meanie bubble, sir. Most a meanie bubble. Sir, where is Mr. Murray?
Who? Oh, him. In his cabin, I believe. He's liable to stay there, actually.
What?
Well, he sent for me just before he sailed, and I have a feeling I may have accidentally locked his cabin door on my way out.
Locked his cabin door, sir? You can't do that, sir. I mean, it's against the Queen's rules.
Bridge, Sub-Lieutenant Phillips here.
Mr. Phillips, my cabin door seems to have jammed. What's happened to the rating I asked you to send down?
sorry, wrong number.
Mr. Phillips, sir, please, you really can't... Sir.
Bridge?
Mr. Phillips, send a rating down to open my door at once.
Oh, I shall, sir. Leave it to me. I'll send down a rating just as soon as I can spare one, sir. With any luck, he should be with you by, say, Thursday or Friday.
What?
Yeah, well, Saturday at the very latest, sir.
Now, look here. As a senior officer, I refuse to be fooled up by a... Hello? Mr. Phillips? You there? Hello? Oh, somebody say something. Peek-a-boo.
If you get bored, sir, why not read through your copy of your annual reports on the crew?
Mr. Phillips, sir, excuse my saying so, sir, but you're building a monster, sir. This will turn very, very nasty on you.
I know what I'm doing, thank you, Pertwee. As you said, one now knows who are one's friends. You are. Bridge?
Put Pertwee on! That's an order.
Very good, sir. Mr. Murray, the officer who puts in the annual report on the crew to Captain Povey, wishes to speak to you, Chief.
Oh, does he? I shall be delighted.
Hello!
May I? Thank you, sir. It's okay.
She did hurt me, officer. Oh, Chief, I know this is going to sound ridiculous, but the door of my cabin seems to have jammed.
Oh, yes, sir. And?
Oh, well, I was wondering if you'd come down and see what you could do about
it. Yes, by all means, sir. As and when I can spell the plan, sir. Just at present, I'm at the helm, you understand, sir. With any luck, I'd say by Thursday or Friday, I might be
able to... Never mind, send Johnson down.
Oh, I would, sir, willingly. Only just at present, he's trying to shut the store's door. Even in an inn like Murdy's down there, sir. You leave it with us, sir. We'll send somebody down just as soon as we can, sir.
Bridge, he's practically on his way.
Who is?
What?
Starboard lookout here, sir. Lead in Seaman Goldstein shut in. And I'd like to know.
Know what?
Why Lieutenant Murray keeps popping his head out of the cabin porthole and waving his arms at me, sir.
Oh, well, I expect he's just pleased to see you, Goldstein.
Well, I was pleased to see him, sir. But when I waved back and smiled, it didn't seem to do him any good at all.
No, I don't suppose it did.
Oh, and whilst we're on the subject of lookouting down the side of the ship, sir, I think there's something funny going on in the ship's store, sir. The plates are bending and all the rivets keep popping out into the water.
You're kidding.
Well, come out and look for yourself, sir. Only if you do, put your tin hat on, because some of those rivets are whizzing about with no sense of respect. See what I mean?
Yes, I don't think I'll bother. Anything else?
Oh, yes, sir. I was nearly forgetting. That yacht we're looking for, sir.
What about it?
Well, sir, it's my fault for keeping you chatting so long. But you know, we're very nearly here. On top of it.
Stow me, sir. Look. Look, sir, we're a tiny, tiny island. Entirely surrounded by tiny, tiny bits of timber.
Bridge?
Yeah, what's going on? Someone just chucked a lot of firewood through my porthole.
Oh, nasty.
Mr. Phillips, what have you done? Let me out of this cabin at once.
Well, sir, I'm afraid if you look out of your porthole, you'll get a fair idea of what we've done.
Don't be ridiculous. All that happens when I look out of there is that idiot Goldstein waves and smiles at me.
Oh, nasty again. Actually, sir, we've just located the yacht that was adrift, sir. Only a shade too late.
I might have known it. Now what are you going to do?
Well, I'm rather open to suggestions.
Mr. Phillips, don't tempt me. The first thing you better do is to send someone down to open this cabin door, then I'll see if I can get you out of the muck as usual.
And just whose idea was it, after you belted the yacht to bits, to try and take the remains back to Bosom instead of bringing her back here?
Oh, well,
We didn't want to bother you, sir. We just thought if we put what was left back in Bottom Harbour, it would save trouble.
Not to bother me. Save trouble. And just who do you think had to send a destroyer to drag Troutbridge off the sandbanks in Bottom Harbour? Lord Nelson's ghost?
Well, it was such a wide harbour entrance, sir.
Yeah, with water for absolutely miles.
Swans swimming about everywhere, sir.
And it wasn't until we ran aground, sir,
that we realised the swans weren't swimming, sir. They were walking.
I see. Right, gentlemen. The Admiral will be coming to my office here in a moment, and I think I can safely say that within 3 minutes of his arrival, you, Lieutenant Murray, will be under arrest for hazarding your ship.
Me? But I was locked in.
I don't care where you were locked in. I am quite sure that for once your crew will supply me with any additional evidence I may require for the court-martial.
Eh? You will let me know if there are any extra stores you require after this, won't you, Chief?
The Admiral, sir.
What? Oh, oh. Room, room, son.
Povey, you ridiculous clown, what the blazes is going on? After Troutbridge destroyed my barge, did I or did I not tell you to keep them as far away from me as possible?
Well, yes, sir.
But nothing. I've just had a call from the harbour master at Bottom to say that Troutbridge has completely destroyed my yacht.
Your yacht, sir?
Are you determined to wreck all my transport?
Oh, but I can assure you, sir, I know I dare even...
No, leave off, Povey. I'm not a fool, you know. You were the one who ordered Troutbridge to sea, weren't you?
Well, you put it like that, sir.
I do. And whilst we're on the subject of Troutbridge, why on earth did you approve of that ludicrous indent form from their store?
Oh, well, that was all part of a little scheme of mine.
You'd never have got all that lot into a bus garage, let alone a ship's store.
I can explain, sir. The real officer responsible is Lieutenant Murray. The blame is entirely his, as these other members of the crew
Murray?
Will...
Murray?
Is here, sir?
Great tots of gin, Stephen, my dear chap. How delightful to see you.
What?
Great.
Hey. Do I take it you know Lieutenant Burris?
Know him? You idiot. I'm his godfather.
Oh, no.
Now tell me, Stephen, old man, how is everything?
Well, about your yacht, sir. You see...
Forget it. I've got others. Besides, hardly your fault if Povey didn't warn you about Bosom Harbour entrance, is it? Sheer negligence on his part.
Come on, Stephen,
old man. You must go and have a noggin in the wardroom with me. The last time I saw you, you must have been about 15. My word, how you've grown.
Will there be anything else, Captain Povey?
No, Percy. I think I've got all I need now.
Hello!
Henry Purvey, you're late.
Oh, good grief. I mean, hello, Ramona, my love.
Don't you, Ramona, my love, me. For the past 2 hours, you've had me cocoa on the boil. It's hubbled-bubbled itself stupid over the stove. Can I bring a little sailor friend home for cocoa, you said. Well, this is the last time. I'm not sitting here watching the cocoa hubble-bubbling for you or anyone else.
Oh, but Ramona, my
love. My love! Ramona's talking. When she can hear herself speak about her cocoa hubble-bubbling. Now, it's not all for now, I would bring your little sailor friends home here, and it's going to be a thumping sight less often in future, I can promise you that.